The 24-hour countdown has begun to the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore. And this morning, the North Koreans laid out their agenda for the summit. State media said the meeting will discuss a permanent and durable peacekeeping mechanism on the Korean Peninsula, denuclearization and other issues of mutual concern.
Our correspondent Simon Marks is at the Shangri-La Hotel, where U.S. President Donald Trump is staying. Simon, any reactions from the U.S. president to the North Korean state media report?
No formal reaction from either the president or any members of the U.S. delegation to that. I suspect they're there behind me in the Shangri-La Hotel studying what the North Koreans have said over the last few hours. But we do know that Donald Trump is now up and about. And if you thought that he might turn to Twitter once he woke up in the Shangri-La Hotel, you were absolutely right. But if you thought that he would turn to Twitter and discuss his meeting with Kim Jong-un, so far, you were wrong. There have been two tweets published by President Trump, one showing a picture of him with the Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte at that very contentious G7 summit meeting in Canada that President Trump left early in order to fly to Singapore. Worth making the point that the Italian Prime Minister is about the only leader, in fact is the only leader at that G7 summit with whom he appears able to have been able to get along. But then there's been another tweet in which he's indicating that he is still smarting over the feud that he really kick-started with the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Take a look at what Donald Trump has said on Twitter within the last 9 minutes or so. Fair trade, he typed, is now to be called full trade if it is not reciprocal. According to a Canada release, they make almost $100 billion in trade with the US. Guess they were bragging and got caught, he says. Minimum is $17 billion. Tax dairy from us at 270%. Then Justin acts hurt when called out. So the president of the United States still clearly smarting over what he believes were false statements made by the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in his closing news conference at the G7 summit. Meanwhile, back in Washington, senior figures within the Trump administration have accused Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, one of America's closest traditional allies, of stabbing Donald Trump in the back. And U.S. officials have said that Donald Trump's anger with the Canadian Prime Minister in part was designed to send a message to Kim Jong-un here in Singapore, that if the North Koreans think that Donald Trump is going to be messed around at the summit meeting that's taking place in 24 hours' time, they should think again, because he won't even allow himself to be messed around by the Prime Minister of a friendly nation like Canada.
Well, Simon, the international community clearly hopes for a successful summit, but how important is a good outcome for Donald Trump's domestic audience ahead of November's midterm elections?
Well, I think that's a great question, Yvonne. I mean, America is gearing up for those midterm elections this November. The entire House of Representatives, one-third of the U.S. Senate up for grabs. That midterm election will be a referendum on Donald Trump's presidency so far. The Republicans desperate to hold on to control of the House of Representatives and the Senate. If they lose control, the Democrats would begin impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump almost immediately as a result of ties between his campaign in 2016 and the Russians. So Donald Trump wants a foreign policy win, but more importantly even than that, he wants to be able to show that his maverick approach to running the White House, his maverick approach now extending to diplomacy and international relations, can pay off. This has been such an unusual progress towards a summit meeting, a summit we didn't even know was going to happen a mere 5 weeks ago. So Donald Trump, if he can, will point to this as a success, and he will hope that that will translate into success for Republican candidates on the campaign trail.
Thank you for that update, Simon. And that was Simon Marks speaking to us outside the Shangri-La Hotel where Mr. Trump is staying.